Blackpool. You will see the signs pointing only one way. Here. To the Cabinet of Curiosities.
I'm Dr. Vanessa Tillman and I'm the Director of the National Fairground Archive, which is at the University of Sheffield. The idea for the Cabinet of Curiosities came about from my research on the history of what were called panopticons. And panopticons were American museums of curiosity, where you could go in at 10 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, situated in the main high streets, based on Barnum's American Museum, which dates from the 1850s. And it was really a place where you could go in and see all forms of entertainment, freak shows, waxwork shows, menageries. And it was almost like a 10-in-1 show. You went in and saw different shows for one admission price. And when these came to Britain, they were quite a revelation. And interestingly, in terms of the historical record, very little survives of them. So really what I wanted to do was to actually bring a Museum of Curiosity to Blackpool and put it in the Winter Gardens, because the Winter Gardens is the most obvious venue for such a thing.
Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside. Oh, I do like to be beside the sea.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lady whose address book literally bulges with the names of 1,000 acrobats, jugglers, burlesque artists, and table balancers. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, from the Whoopee Club, it's Miss Lara Clifton.
The Whoopee Club is bringing to the Cabinet of Curiosities in Blackpool some of its top performers. We are very interested in celebrating an old-fashioned type of variety, and we've got some amazing circus acts, we've got some amazing dancers, we've got some very well-known magic people and levitation and all sorts of wonderful things going on in little sideshows that people can queue up to go into.
I'm John Marshall, and we're going to be building new sideshow fronts, new booths for modern performers, but in the style of those old attractions, so that we can take audiences back, transport them away from the present world, back to those times when they would buy a stick of rock and they would walk along Blackpool's Golden Mile and see wonderful attractions.
By the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful silvery sea, where you hear the breath and play, yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a-yip-a want to be. Head down on the sands, on the silvery sand, by the side of the silvery sea. Get back, boy, let the tide come up.
The acts and sideshows and performers that are part of all the events that we're putting on over the 18-month period all come from the fairground tradition of the sideshow performers, which is also what circus come from. So always, for 1,000 years, there have been acrobats and tumblers and tricks and magicians at fairs. It's really only in the 19th century that all these forms of entertainment become institutionalised and separate. So by the end of the 19th century, you have separate magic shows, you have separate circus shows, you have separate zoos and menageries. But in the middle of the 19th century, they were all together because they hadn't really found a home. So what we've done with the Cabinet of Curiosities is bring the performers who actually use and incorporate the history of sideshow performance into their acts. So they actually don't recreate the act in some ways. They pay homage or tribute to the act and present it in a new way.
And now, please welcome. You'll be sore if you miss him in action. Yes, it's Paul Cherchenko.
Hi, this is the actual saw that I will be performing upon. It's a Sandvikan Stradivarius saw, and the crucial difference between a musical saw and a saw used for cutting down trees is that the teeth on a musical saw all go straight ahead, whereas on a sawing saw, if you like, the teeth go left, right, in order that it can bite into the wood. The important thing about that is the vibrations need to carry through the teeth. So if you've got straight teeth, it sounds better, basically. Shall I give you a quick tune?
Hello, my name's Marissa Karneski, and I will be performing in the Cabinet of Curiosities, and the piece that I will be showing is called The Floating Lady, and it is a very old form of levitation. People are kind of taking hold of this rich cultural heritage of street theatre and a fairground and a circus and magic and burlesque, and realising how wonderful those things are and how incredible it is when people train all their lives to do extraordinary things, to disappear things, to cut people in half, to hula hoop, to hang in the air, to fly. And however strong television and film and the internet are, there's still a place in everybody's lives for this kind of ritual that is live entertainment. People like to see it in front of their eyes. They like to be in touching distance of extraordinary visual things. And that's what the Cabinet of Curiosities is all about. It's about live, interactive, extraordinary, amazing visual spectacle that kind of blows your mind. So it's like walking into a movie. It's like being in the crazy, weird musical that you saw as a child.
When you walk into a fairground years ago, you would see lots of small side shows. The front of the booth is the important thing. That is what is called the flash. In front of the flash was what many people call the barker, but showmen would call the outside talker. It's his or her job to get the punters in.
And now, please welcome. He'll knock the spots off your socks and the hats off your head. He's the performance installation artiste extraordinaire, Mr... Oh, it's me. Josh Knowles, at your service.
A lot of the work I do is built around the carnivalesque imagery and mechanics of circuses and fairs. And I do a lot of work as a barker or an MC, which I've found is an incredibly important job. It really sets the tone, brings the audience to the point where they can jump off and receive the act. It's not something you necessarily do for the credits or for the ego, but it's certainly very satisfying to know that you can work for the greater good of a show or a body of work, and really create the context and the framework for that show, rather like choosing a good frame for a painting.
Cabinet of Curiosity is part of a whole series of events which is sponsored by the Arts and Humanities Research Council with additional funding from Blackpool Council and the North West Regional Development Agency. The whole idea of the events is to bring back to Blackpool the form of entertainment which is what makes Blackpool special. Sideshows, the Golden Mile, fun fair type shows. For the audience, we'll bring something which is not just educational, but you will be entertained. And that's the important aspect of it. It's great fun. It's not that we want to kind of give a dreary lecture and this is the history of the sideshow, this is the history of performance. We want to show people. It's so rare nowadays to see these kind of acts, to see them performed in their proper historical setting. Yes, you might see them at Glastonbury, you might see them at the Edinburgh Fringe or in cabaret clubs in London. But when will you see them? In the original setting of the Winter Gardens or in the Grand Theatre at the Tower Circus or the North Pier and the Central Pier and the South Shore. All those venues are almost purpose-built for what I want to do.